Squadron Leader Jack Steele and the Starblade.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode in Starblade Unsheathed. Thanks for listening to episode one, you listened to it.
We assume you've listened to episode one. If you're listening to this first, it might be slightly strange, but thanks anyway. I'm Chris Burdett. I'm the principal writer on Jack Steele. And with me is Wayne Bolt, who is the producer, director, financier, ideas guy, pretty much anything you want to call him, really. So, and what we're going to do this evening is just quickly go through what Starblade Unsheathed is about, and just a few little tasters of what's going to come, really.
Yeah, what we decided was that we would do our own little, almost like director's commentary style podcast, very much ripping off, as you'll probably find out, ripping off is one of the things we do best, ripping off the Lost podcast and the Doctor Who and Torchwood podcast and things like that, to give you a bit of an idea as to what's been going through our minds.
And in case you want to actually find out more about what's going through our minds, which is weird of you if you ask me, but if you want to email us any questions for future Starblade Unsheathed episodes, the email is jack.steele, that's two E's, not three, so no E on the end, at itsatrap.co.uk. And basically, if you want to ask us questions, we'll probably answer them, I suspect, in one of the future episodes. Otherwise, in future episodes, we're going to have interviews with the various cast and crew, both people who are sat in front of the microphones, who are normally not us, and those who are responsible for things like the artwork and the sound production and all the things that really have made Jack Steele, well, the production it is. I was going to say the professional sounding production it is, but that's really for you to judge.
I think next week we're going to have a chat about the origins of Jack Steele, why it's taken us so long to actually go from an idea in a pub to getting it out on the internet. But for this week, as we're saying, it's just an introduction, just to introduce ourselves and to introduce this particular podcast, and also a chance for us to plug some upcoming merchandise which we're going to have for sale, such as t-shirts, both the It's a Trap and Jack Steele t-shirts, Jack Steele artwork postcards and prints. There may even be some It's a Trap and Jack Steele pens available. And once the series is finished being broadcast, we will be having copies of the CD of the series, including the special bonus episode, which we're not going to put on the internet anywhere. We're selling this merchandise to help us make some of our money back. We're not trying to make thousands of pounds out of this. We just want to be able to help invest in more equipment for next year.
Of course, if we do make thousands of pounds, we're not going to complain, but it's not exactly our primary aim from Jack Steele. Obviously, next week we'll talk more about what our primary aims were. It'll probably give us a week to think about what they were. But the other thing you've got coming up next week, he said, sliding seamlessly onto the next topic, is the fact that episode 2 will be up on Monday. So from first thing Monday morning, you'll be able to download that through iTunes now as well. iTunes has taken a couple of days to authorise. I've noticed looking through iTunes, you get various podcasts which say explicit next to them. I don't think ours actually has. I hope it doesn't anyway. But next week, we do get the bad guys appearing. So that's... that's it, really. You get the bad guys appearing.
Exciting. What we're going to do as well in these little podcasts of ours, the Unsheathed ones, is to play you a little bit of outtakes or behind-the-scenes dialogue or deleted scenes. We have a outtake for you from when Jack was doing his pre-fight checklist.
Yeah, this is basically from when I put in the script. Character says this, so and so, and then etc, 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 designed to be a fade, but of course you find when the character is actually saying the lines, they feel the need to say something. So this is the first but not the last of the situations where, in this case, Neil Frankham decides that he ought to keep going, really.
Righto, pre-flight checklist: fuel, chocks, propeller.
Okay. And you can download that outtake on the site as well. In future weeks, there'll also be a few deleted scenes, stuff which was taken out because it didn't quite work, but may include a couple of vaguely funny lines which you might want to peruse, and might give you a different sort of perspective on how the story might have gone had I not looked at it and gone, nah, I don't think that works. So really, all we're left with is...
To thank everybody who has helped us so far to get to this position where Jack Steele is now available as the podcast I've always wanted it to be. To thank you, the listener, for listening to the first episode of Jack Steele and the Starblade, and also listen to Chris and myself on Starblade Unsheathed. Remember, for all things Jack, please visit our website, www.jacksteele.itsatrap.co.uk. Goodbye, and thanks for listening.
Good night.